are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I love it when I get to open the show with a story like this, okay? I love it. Woman credits her dog with saving her life. Oh, I love stories like this. Okay, this is cool. This is cool. An Arizona woman apparently fell on her kitchen floor, broke her femur, and passed out. Now, her dog, Danny, licked her face until she woke back up. You know how dogs do that? I mean, they really know how to get their tongue under your lip and into your nose and, you know, cleaning your nose hairs. I got to tell you, you know, I mean, dogs are pretty clean animals if you really think. Okay, anyway, dog licks her face until she wakes up. Then she, and it's a little miniature schnauzer, little baby schnauzer. So then she asks the schnauzer to go fetch the phone for her. Now, the little dog, Danny, hasn't picked up the phone with his teeth in years, but he remembered how to do so. And he brings the phone to his mama, and she calls 911. She said nobody was going to probably check on her till Monday or Tuesday, and this had happened last Friday. So she said that her dog saved her life. So now she's going to write a story about him. Oh, isn't that, see? Meanwhile, my dogs, they just lie there on their back, showing everybody their underparts, asking for me to rub their tummy, and they fart, and they make noise, and they keep us up. That's all my dogs do. But yeah, maybe we should really be doing that, you know? I mean, I could, you know, call my dog stupid as the day is long. Maybe I should get them trained to do something. You know, learn how to fetch the phone. I think that's brilliant. You know what? If you really want to impress me, teach a dog how to call 911. You know, teach the dog how to push. I wish phones had like a big fancy red button. Teach the dog how to hit that red button. That would really be impressive, right? You fall down and faint, dog goes to the phone and hits a button. That would be impressive. But, yeah, why not? I know. I mean, my kitty cats are worthless. Oh, they couldn't do, I mean, they do lickies and, you know, lick and try to wake you up. That's all nice and dandy. Yeah, they wake me up. That's what they do. They wake me up. That's about all they do. But, you know, that's a good point, okay? If I pass out, right, you know, because of the fall, but a femur fracture, this woman could have died. You know, I mean, you know, we always make jokes, oh, I fell and I can't get up because of that, you know, one commercial. But you break a hip, you can bleed to death. I mean, this is that's a serious injury. I'm definitely for having a dog. Now, of course, you have to be careful with fall precautions. You know, some of us, we trip, and the older we are, we have less balance. So you really want to be careful, because if you start tripping over these dogs, then you'll fall. And, my kitty cats like to really get in between my ankles, you know, when it's time to feed them, right? So I could trip over them. But, anyway, cool story, really cool story. All right. A lot of good stuff to talk about today. I don't know what I want to get to first. Oh, eating fish can lower your risk of colonic polyps. I wonder who had to sit there and count. And should you dump your doctor? Fox News came out with a report here giving expert advice on should you dump your doctor. I don't think I like this article particularly much, but we'll read it. Okay, should you dump the Dr. Dahlia Show? No, you should not. No, you stay tuned and you listen to the doctor. All right. And I want to talk about, you know, what happened in Cairo. All right, where are we at right now? The death toll. Did you guys hear about this? There was a, during one of the football games, soccer, of course, over there, 73 people are dead, hundreds wounded, because there was just this big fight and brawl that broke out. Right? Apparently, there's no security over there now. They say clashes between rival soccer fans in the Egyptian city of Port Said killed at least 74 people in the deadliest incident since the country's autocratic president was ousted a year ago, they say. Apparently, security has just dropped. There were really no police like there usually are at these games, like Super Bowl. When we do Super Bowl here, the security is going to be phenomenal. I mean, you bet your butt. I mean, we know. But, you know, since everything's been kind of falling apart over there in Egypt, no. They say the clash just represents one of the biggest crises the country's interim military leaders have faced since they took power a year ago. I mean, if you're going to take power, you got to keep, you know, got to keep some sort of order. You know, you have to expect these things to happen. And it'll probably shape the debate among newly elected parliamentarians about the country's controversial emergency law, which gives security officials vast power. It just, it is crazy. I mean, I want to know how these people died, though. You know, they say they were injured. Was it stampede? Was it knives, guns? I mean, why did so many people die? Yeah, I mean, I understand at games people will punch and they'll throw each other around and they'll dance around a little bit, maybe elbow somebody. But for 73 people to be killed and hundreds injured, I mean, were weapons used? What the heck was going on over there? So, you know, we looked upon that in horror, just absolute horror. And, again, I mean, I just thank God, you know, we're here where it's safe, you know, for now. Don't get me started, please. Don't get me started. All right. Economy news. American Airlines is going to cut 13,000 jobs. Remember, American Airlines had filed bankruptcy protection. They say the company plans to cut labor costs 20%. Under bankruptcy protection and will soon begin negotiations with three major unions. Management jobs are going to be cut, but we're looking at 13,000 jobs. I know the recession's supposed to be over. I that's what we're told. We're told the recession's supposed to be over. Yeah, we're having airline companies go under and watch this with the airlines because, prices are going to go up because of fuel. What happened 3 years ago is going to happen again. Okay, I think we're double dip recession. I don't know if it's a double dip recession. I don't know if it's just a long circulating depression, but we just don't notice it because there's unemployment benefits and credit cards and, you know, people living in their houses, you know, until the bank finally, you know, comes in and seizes it, but we're able to live in our house a little longer. I don't know. I don't know why they aren't calling this a depression. You know, the only reason why we don't have the soup kitchens is because I think we've been able to, superficially prevent, you know, the big fall. But, you know, if you think about it, I think unemployment is worse. And I think what we've seen from an economic standpoint was worse than the Depression, but they aren't calling it such. So anyway, 13,000 jobs lost, to be cut by American Airlines. All right. When we come back, should you dump your doctor? Well, look at this one. All right, coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. extendyourlife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty, nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or call in at 1-877-362-3254. Any comments, medical questions, anything you want to talk about. All right, so this is kind of interesting. All right, so we were just talking about in the previous hour how patients are mad that their doctors will call and tell them they have cancer over the phone. They don't want to get a diagnosis like that over the phone. They want to get it face-to-face. And we're talking about, well, probably the reason why that's happening is if you can't get in with the doctor for another 4 weeks, is it really going to make you sit and wait? You know, and if you do get a call from a doctor saying, okay, if you don't want me to tell you this over the phone, that's fine, but you need to come in now. I mean, that would be kind of scary. So, you know, we were talking about that. And now Fox News kind of has a little segment here talking about should you dump your doctor? All right. And what reasons should make you consider dumping your doctor? Now, you know, just because I'm a doctor, okay, you know, it doesn't mean I'm just going to protect and defend doctors. Okay. If a doctor's an idiot, I'm going to tell you. I have no problem saying that, you know, if a doctor's an idiot. Okay. And you know, I am also my listener's advocate. I mean, if you guys have a problem with your doctor, I'd love to hear about it, give you some advice, and it's great. But, you know, like I said, having a beef with the doctor calling you, you know, calling you personally to tell you that something serious is on with your results, as opposed to making you wait for your next follow-up a month later, I think it's kind of a good thing than a bad thing. And so, and I kind of have to sift through some of this, because remember, the media thinks doctors are bad guys. Media does not like doctors. They don't like us. So, anyway, let's see what this one says. Again, I'm a fan of Fox News, but I want to hear this. Okay, so they say, what do you do if your doctor disappoints you? Here's some expert advice on 7 real-life situations. They say, what if your doctor is late? All right? They say an occasional delay is excusable, right? But what if they are continually late? All right? Is that a reason to dump your doctor? Well, here's the thing, okay? And I've talked about this because I've had, you know, listeners write me saying, you know, look, I'm tired of this. You know, doctors charge me if I'm late, yet I can't charge the doctor for being late. That is frustrating, and it is a double standard, so I get you. I get you with that. You know, if a patient makes an appointment and no-shows, doesn't show up, right, you know, that doctor lost revenue on that time. You know, and doctor's time is valuable, lawyer's time, your time is valuable, all our time is valuable. And so, you know, doctors really don't get to charge for a lot of things. They don't get to charge for the phone calls. They don't get to charge for the extra time they spend. They don't get paid for a lot of things they do. But the one thing they can charge on and collect on is you missing your appointment. So they'll do that. But what about the flip side? Okay, what if your doctor's late? What if your doctor always cancels? Yeah, you do have a right to fire him. I mean, I understand in certain HMOs or in certain socialized medicine settings, you're stuck with that doctor. You can't leave. But you are the consumer. If you don't like the fact that your doctor is always 2 hours late, 3 hours late, and, you know, you have to get back to work and you got to pick up the kids, yeah, I think you have a right. Absolutely. Now, I always tell my patients, I mean, I don't think I've ever been that late. You know, I know if, you know, we have somebody crashing, we need to wait for the ambulance, you know, somebody faints when they get blood draw. Yes, that puts us behind. Absolutely. We definitely get put behind. Somebody takes 30 minutes to do their paperwork, you know, then they get put back in the room. I could easily see how we could go 30 minutes, 45 minutes behind. Absolutely. You know, that happens. And, of course, I apologize to my patients. I'm looking. I'm doing the best I can. It would be nice and probably, well, I don't want to say nice. It would probably be more time sensitive if patients only asked you to address one or two things. But you don't. You know, you get the patient that really wants your time, that really wants to sit there and ask about 7, 8 different things. So then you have to decide as a doctor, am I going to be the doctor that shuts them up and says, look, I have to be on time, so I'm on time for the next patient? Or are you going to be the type of doctor that will be open and listen? You know, there was a resident I trained with who would be so slow. I mean, we couldn't close clinic till 8 at night because they would sit there and talk to his patients. But that's what attracted patients to him. He would sit there and spend a whole hour. Now, the patients that got mad that didn't want to wait, they left. But the patients that loved the fact that he would sit there for an hour with you just really dug him. And so you end up attracting your clientele. Me, I've kind of come up with a happy medium. I mean, if someone's bawling and crying, I'm going to spend time. If somebody's, you know, not breathing, having issues, you know. But if somebody says, look, Dahlia, I got a whole list, I'm like, look, can you please pick the top four? Because, I want to address everything well, and there's only so much we could do in one visit. But, you know, I understand it's a recession. People want to cram as much as they can into that one visit, you know, because of the copay. I get that. And honestly, I really like to handle all of it if I can, and there's plenty of time. If there's plenty of time for me to, I will, you know, try to address everything. But like today, somebody came in for a physical. We did all that. And then, you know, something else was thrown at the end. And I'm like, look, I don't want to rush through it. You know, just because we finished our visit and I need to hurry and I need to pick up the kids, I don't think you deserve to have something like that address some little time. Can we make that a separate visit? And I think that's fair. And the doctor should communicate that with you. But yeah, if the doctor's repeatedly late, another option is try to be the first in a schedule. Try to be the first one after lunch, or try to be the last one of the day. Remember, these doctors want to eventually get home. So if you know, you can even ask the staff, go, look, you know, what time does he usually kind of get out of here? If it's usually 5:30 and his last appointment is 4, well, then you'll know. You'll know that if yours is 4 o'clock, you know, you'll probably be seen before 5:30. You know, so you can kind of gauge it that way. All right. They said you weren't called with test results. Okay, test results, they say, should be delivered in a prompt, clear, respectful manner. They say anything less merits a complaint to your doctor. You see, now here's an example where, you know, people want to be called with their test results. And I told everybody this in the last hour of the show. Always make an appointment. Whenever you have test results, make an appointment for follow-up, because this no news is good news is a very horrible, scary thing, because you're going to assume not getting a call from your doctor means your tests are normal. What if the doctor never got your test results? All right? What if the log wasn't completed? So the doctor thinks that the doctor, you know, he ordered a test on you a month ago, you know, a CAT scan. He forgot, right? Staff never logged it or something went wrong. Meanwhile, there was something wrong with that. Always make an appointment. Now, keep in mind, in the olden days, yes, you could get a phone call. Now, if a doctor had to sit down and call every single person with the test results, they couldn't keep the doors open. All right. So yes, some doctors, you'll be able to get away with that, but for most of them, I don't know if really you could fire them for not actually phone calling you and making you come in. Because again, it's just, you would be doing phone calls all day long. You have to see patients and you have to come up with a plan. So a lot of times your test results, you're going to have to sit down with them. They say your doctor's record is blemished if there's disciplinary actions against him. Is that a reason? Well, again, it depends. You know, I mean, if the doctor cut off the wrong leg, you know, if the doctor had controlled substance abuse issues and operated while, those are very important. Absolutely, call the board. But if, you know, people are complaining about him on Better Business Bureau because he took them to collections, you know, and they claim they never got a bill from him, you know, remember, now on the internet, you can badmouth anybody you want to. So my recommendation is go to the medical board or talk to people that actually go to that doctor. You know, and a lot of them will be honest. I mean, patients that see me, you know, they'll sometimes say, gosh, you know, sometimes Dahlia runs about 15 minutes late, 20 minutes late. They're honest about that. And, you know, if they want quick, you know, no, I will sometimes be 15 minutes late. I will sometimes be 20 minutes late. They'll say that. You know, they'll be honest. No, Dahlia may not call me back personally. That's a big complaint. But I like seeing Dahlia. I still get in the same day, whatever. But, you know, there's going to be certain complaints. You need to talk to people that are patients, and you need to talk to the medical board. But be really careful about these online internet sites, because people get taken to collections or they get kicked out of the practice and they get mad and they want a vendetta. And if I look up my friends all the time, I look up doctors all the time, and, you know, it's usually about a bill, and it's frustrating. All right, now they say if your doctor has trouble with boundaries, they say, let's say your new gynecologist suggests you get Botox. All right, they said that could be an issue. They said if you get an abrasive comment by your doctor, all right, your doctor needs to treat you with respect. I agree. Your doctor needs to treat you with respect. I agree. But remember we talked about a couple days ago how many doctors don't bring up weight? And remember I said many doctors won't, because patients will feel they were disrespected, that think it's too aggressive? Well, this is why. All right, remember, you're a consumer. We want to make sure you're happy. Even though I think it's important to bring up weight, if I think you're going to be insulted and feel bad, I may not be so aggressive with it. If your doctor has poor diagnostic skills, well, yeah. I mean, diagnosis issues, that could be an issue. Your doctor asks personal questions. They say many doctors will inquire about your life, but they should avoid topics unrelated to your visit. If you think a doctor makes a comment that is too personal, you could say, I'd like to separate my social life from my health care. Yeah, I mean, you know, I always like to talk about job and how's a relationship. I think that's important. But no, do I talk about, you know, if they thought Aragorn was sexy in Lord of the Rings? No, I don't need to know that. I know everybody thinks he's sexy. Yeah. Okay, that makes some sense. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, Only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we're talking about people getting upset with their doctors, and Fox News had come up with a, a list of reasons why, you know, we could look at and consider if you wanted to dump your doctor. Another issue they had put here is your doctor is narrow-minded about alternative therapies. All right. They say some alternative therapies have proven health effects, so a doctor who discredits them is probably not staying current. Exactly. Dr. Oz was quoted on this, saying half of what a doctor learns in medical school is proven incorrect by the time his career has ended. Absolutely. He's right about that. Oh, yeah. So if you're happy with your doctor, ask if an alternative therapy would interfere with any conventional treatment. If he says it's fine, leave it at that. Lack of interest is a sign of large failure. Well, close-mindedness by, I have to tell you what I think is an issue for a patient. I think there's a bigger picture, okay? If a doctor dismisses you're trying to be involved and part of the, team coming up with a solution, I have a problem with that. If a doctor says it's my way or the highway, that to me is a red flag. All right. If a doctor doesn't like alternative therapies, now I'm a fan of them because, you know, I'm married to a chiropractor. I was in practice with a homeopath. Even though I do regular mainstream medicine, I think a lot of stuff out there is cool. The only problem is again, you have to be really careful in this litigious society because you recommend an alternative treatment. Something goes bad. You can be pretty nailed. And, legal wise. So I only recommend what I'm kind of familiar with and what's been studied, but if I don't know, I'm very honest and open about it. I'm like, you know what? I really don't know much about, let me see, what's an example of something? Oh, like the Achaia berry, you know, and mangosteen. You know, well, I need to take this. I need to take that. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know much about it. I mean, it sounds cool. I just don't know much about it. That's better than saying, oh, that's garbage. You see what I mean? So, or if somebody goes, look, I really want to take kava kava. Now, kava kava, we know it killed some people in Europe. There was definitely some issues with kava kava interfering with medications. Let's say a doctor is very well aware of it. Let's say it scares him. Again, if he responds, oh, no, you're not touching that. No. He should maybe validate why he feels so strongly. Say, look, this one scares me because of X, Y, and Z. But again, it all goes back to communication. All right, I want to sum all this up by if your doctor doesn't communicate, like with the being late. I mean, you know, my OB, I love her. My gynecologist, I think is great. I think she's great. But when she delivers a baby and she's out of the office, it stinks. I got a schedule, but she has to go. But I understand, you know, and she makes sure the staff tells us, like, look, she had to go and deliver a baby. What do you want to do? Well, I went to Walmart and I started shopping, et cetera. And then she came back. Oh, where are you? And I go, I'm in the tampon aisle. She goes, I'm here. I'm like, all right, I'll come back. You know, communication. Same thing with test results. Patients are upset if they get a call from a doctor saying they got cancer over the phone, or they get a call, or they don't get a call for their test results. Again, it goes back to communication. All right, the doctor should say, what do you want? I mean, do you want to just, make an appointment with me the next time you can, or do you want me to at least call you and let you know what I got? It's got to be communication. You know, patients will understand more. They'll really understand. You know, let's say a doctor starts to ask you about your sex life. And you're like, okay, well, this is the boundary subject that this article brought up. And you're like, wait a second, this is getting a little bit too close for comfort. All right? Then ask him, why are you bringing that up? And see what he says. All right? Now, when I was in medical school, we were almost berated if we didn't bring up, I mean, when you took a comprehensive history, right, you had to bring up sex history, right? Their sexual history. You had to ask if they were gay or if they were straight. You had to ask if they had STDs. You had to ask if they had fetishes. You know, and I remember us as medical students going, oh, really? I don't want to know about the slippers. Don't want to know about it. No, no, no. Don't want to know about the mop or the shampoo bottle. No, but the reason why in medical school we had to, I mean, there was no opting out, because they wanted doctors to be very comfortable with bringing up any subject. I mean, if your doctor is getting squirmish talking about your erectile dysfunction, well, do you kind of, well, you know, when you're, well, you know, you limp. I mean, if your doctor does that, that's not very effective. Your doctor has to be able to say, look, I want to know how your erections are. Do you have trouble, you know, maintaining them, getting them? It has to, if the subject doesn't look taboo, and it's, you have to make the subject comfortable so patients talk about it, you know? But if doctors are like, oh, okay, well, we got to kind of talk about the rectal area and the hemorrhoids. All right, here we go. Just bear with me. That, you know, you're not going to want to open up. You're going to feel embarrassed. And the one person you shouldn't be embarrassed in front of is your doctor. You should be able to talk to him and ask him about these things. So, communication is key. When it comes to, though, doctors and sexual history, remember, we're supposed to, when you do pediatrics, you're supposed to be asking about sexual abuse. All right? You're supposed to be asking your teenagers if they're having sex. In fact, we were taught in medical school to have the parents leave the room. And you talk to the teen if they're having sex. Now, a lot of parents misinterpret this. They're like, the male doctor ordered me out of the room. And then he talked to my daughter about examining her breasts and about having sex with boys and blowjobs. This is ridiculous. Well, that's kind of what we're taught in medical school. I mean, I know it sounds weird. It sounds bad. Now, of course, all male doctors should have a female in the room. You know, this way makes, you know, the patient feel more comfortable if, you know, and then they also have a witness, so nobody can say that something was done that wasn't. But, you know, we're supposed to be asking about that kind of stuff. Now, I kind of do it a little different. You know, I'll walk the teenager to the bathroom, you know, after she, you know, swore up and down she doesn't have intercourse, you know, in front of mom. And as I walk her to the bathroom, I go, you know, look, should I be running a pregnancy test? And a lot of times I'll whisper, yeah, please do. You know, and so, you know, there's ways to communicate with them without kicking mom out of the room, you know, and but, you know, doctors have to bring up sensitive subjects. Now, some people do, you know, feel awkward, and if they don't feel like they want to talk about that kind of stuff with that particular doctor, then you need to find a doctor you're comfortable talking with. Okay, remember, when you're going to your doctor, you really shouldn't be just picking and choosing body parts. Now, I understand going to an orthopedist, you know, for your knee, okay, you'll pick your knee. You're probably not going to be talking about a breast lump with your orthopedist. I get that. But if we're talking your gynecologist or your family doc or your internist, okay, keep in mind your primary care doctors or your pediatrician, they're responsible for every nook and cranny. You get a melanoma on your toenail. You have a corneal abrasion. You have a bleeding hemorrhoid. These doctors are responsible for all of that. You're getting sexually abused. You've been raped. These are the people that need to address it. And if you just don't feel like you want to talk to them, you know, then that's very good to identify and get a new doctor. You really should be comfortable. You really, really should be comfortable. I mean, I'm comfortable talking to my doctor. You know, I'm like, I don't want to laugh because I'll pee. I don't want to laugh. And she's like, we're doing the club. Yeah, you know, I mean, but I feel comfortable talking to her about that. You know, I have a breast doctor because of our family history. And, I mean, he's a man. And, I mean, he makes you really feel comfortable and stuff. And I never thought I'd be comfortable with a male doctor. But, you know, after everything I've gone through, the whole city seems, you know, I don't want to say the whole city seems me naked. But I've been through enough medical stuff where I'm not really shy anymore. But, again, I'm comfortable with him. If there was somebody I wasn't comfortable with, I wouldn't go see him. And I've talked about a doctor who did something very uncomfortable to me. And, oh, no way, I'd never see him. I wish he was in jail. But I was too naive at the time to realize he was doing something wrong. So just know you have the power, okay? Just know. Now, in the news today, they were saying a couple is actually suing their in vitro fertilization doctor for a wrongful birth case. This is an Australian couple who received IVF treatment, but the 11-year-old son was born with a rare genetic defect. And now, from what we understand, has a lifelong handicap. He suffered a stroke in 2000, causing brain damage, leaving him unable to walk, go to the toilet on train. So they want to now sue the doctor for $10.6 million. Can they? Doesn't IVF hold some risk? When we come back, I want to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for listening to our podcast. I've been getting your emails, and I'm glad you're able to download them. If you want our podcast, they're on GCNLive.com. Go to GCNLive.com, find Listen. Under Listen, you scroll down, you find me, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, that's me. Find me, go over to podcast, and you can download our podcast, or you can listen to our archives. Of course, please follow me on Twitter, so throughout the day you get medical updates at drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook. Email us whenever you want. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city at your news talk station, just contact your news talk station. Tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia. All right. So just really quickly, in summary, we have a couple in Australia that wants to sue their in vitro fertilization doctor because their child ended up having a stroke and now has a lifelong handicap. Now, I don't know if they'd win with this one. They want to sue their doctor who provided their IVF in vitro fertilization treatment, sue him for $10.6 million. But, I mean, there's some risks. And I mean, how much can the doctor be to blame? I mean, I know you could do some genetic testing, but apparently he had some sort of genetic issue that caused him to incur a stroke. I mean, horribly and horrible and sad. But, you know, this is just another reason why, you know, many doctors are really, really, maybe actually many people are kind of thinking twice about going to the medical field. I mean, you are responsible, especially for children up until they're age 18. You could be sued up until age 18 for something that happens with that child that you delivered. That you delivered 18 years ago. It's pretty frightening. Again, it's a shame. I mean, if there was a battery of genetic testing that he was supposed to do that he didn't do, I could understand. But, you know, sometimes things just happen. They just do. Now, speaking of things just happening, this I can't explain. This is kind of cool. A boy has been nicknamed Cat Eye because this little Chinese boy has this rare condition where he could see perfectly in near pitch black conditions. He could sit in pitch, he could see in pitch black just like a cat. His name is Nong Yahui. He could read perfectly without any light and sees as clearly in the dark as most people do during the day. All right, there's a YouTube video. This has been all over the news, and I mean, it looks real to me. Nong Shua, the boy's father, said doctors told him not to worry about his eyes and that they would be fine as he grew up. And he observed his son's eyes remain the same color over the years and didn't really seem to affect the boy, but he noticed that, you know, he'd kind of squint in bright light. So you know how cats, the iris gets really, really tiny, you know, so less light goes through. They seem to be very sensitive with bright light, but they see well at night. He seems to have that. And again, they're calling it leucodermia, which has left his eyes with less protective pigment and is more sensitive to light. That's what they think he has. So if you're more sensitive to light, you don't do well during the day. But at night, whatever light there is, you're able to capture on. That's way cool. Absolutely way cool. And his eyes during the day, they kind of look like cat eyes. They just have an interesting pigment. I don't know. Kind of cool. All right, this, I don't know, maybe you guys could explain this to me. All right, Border Patrol, Border Protection now, is no longer allowing eggs to come into the country, cooked eggs. They say U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency said you can't bring cooked eggs or foods containing cooked eggs into the United States. Apparently, they say travelers with cooked eggs or foods such as breakfast tacos, egg plates, hard-boiled eggs are prohibited. The only exception is travelers who have a written permit from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They say travelers must declare all foods and agricultural products already when they bring to the U.S., right? But inadmissible items will be confiscated. So many of the people who cross the border each day for work that bring breakfast, they can't bring breakfast tacos or eggs. Now, they aren't saying why. They aren't talking about salmonella. They aren't talking about, you know, E. coli or anything like that. I can't find a source saying why they're having a problem with cooked eggs, unless that's what it is. In case the eggs aren't cooked well, it could be bringing salmonella. I don't know. But they say you will be fined if you fail to declare your cooked eggs or your breakfast sandwich. Huh. You know what? I like egg McMuffins. I usually don't have the Canadian bacon in it, right? You know, every now and then, I just think those are really yummy. I like those. So I could see myself bringing egg McMuffin if I was, you know, crossing the border. But, oh, can you imagine getting fined? Okay, now this caught my eye. This looks cool. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They say the U.S. Army has now a self-steering bullet that comes with tiny fins that guide it to the target. This, it looks like a little missile. This looks cool. It's a bullet that could steer itself. It's been developed by the U.S. military researchers, all right? And they say they want to give this to regular Army soldiers that can allow it to shoot with the accuracy of snipers. It's a 4-inch-long dart-like bullet. They say it's so effective it can hit a target guided by laser 2 kilometers away. They say it has an optical sensor in the nose of the bullet, which detects a laser beam on the target. The sensor then sends information to guidance and control electronics and uses an algorithm to calculate direction. This is just like a torpedo or a missile, right? The bullet then steers itself via tiny fins to the target. They say the game-changing ammunition was designed by Sandia, the U.S. government arm, which develops science technologies to improve national security. They say they're going to make it simple for everyone to use. Looks pretty cool. They say unlike most bullets, which have grooves or rifling to enable them to spin and fly straight, the new design is smoothbore. It really looks cool. This really looks cool. All right. So I have this posted on my Facebook if you want to take a look. Okay. So, we're coming up on the end. Just some quick headlines. Apparently, a small radioactive leak was found again in Fukushima today. They said there was water leaking from the nuclear power plant. They believe it's all been contained. They don't think it's going to be any issue to the environment. But Fukushima again in the news. And at the same time, in the news, Southern California nuclear power plant could have had a small amount of radiation that escaped again because of a water leak. Now, this nuclear power plant, it's on the way down to San Diego. I got to come up with the name, but it's the one where you have the two white buildings that look like boobies. You guys know what I'm talking about when you're driving, you know, from L.A. to San Diego. You got those two white I'm trying to remember the name here. Sorry, I don't have the site in front of me. You guys are probably yelling right now at your radios. Which one it is. I'm now looking it up. I apologize. But anyway, they say yes, a small amount of San Onofre nuclear generating station. They say a small amount could have escaped, but they say it's extremely small, not detectable by monitors. But still, you look at that and you're like, whoa. We also talked about earlier the show about the Pfizer recall of birth control pills. I really recommend if you take the low overall birth control pill to go to the Pfizer website, find out what's going on with that, because the dummy pills were mixed in with the pills with hormone, active hormone, and people could be actually pregnant because they thought they were taking birth control when they weren't. All right. We said goodbye to Angelo Dundee today. He was the corner man of and trainer of Muhammad Ali, died at age 90. We also said goodbye to Don Cornelius of Soul Train. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. A crazy day in news. We also talked about diet soda, putting you at risk for heart attack and stroke because the aspartame and the sugar substitutes could harm the liver. We also talked about a Florida man who adopted his 42-year-old girlfriend, actually adopted her to be his daughter, such that he could avoid losing some of his assets because he killed somebody in a DUI, fled the scene, and is probably going to jail and being sued. So, again, I have all this stuff up on my Twitter and on my Facebook. I really want you to look at that. Some cool stuff we didn't get to talk about was Berkeley scientists think they found a way to read minds. We're going to probably try and talk about this one tomorrow. Berkeley scientists, we were just talking about this with pilots yesterday, how they were able to put EEG sensors to see if the pilot was falling asleep, not paying attention. But I said, it doesn't read your mind. Then an article today came out saying Berkeley scientists have found a way to read minds. It's kind of cool. So please, again, visit my Facebook, visit my Twitter, and most importantly, stay safe. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.